This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Nothing surprising here, but it's interesting to see it in writing that the Bank of Canada officials, when they were deciding on when to start cutting interest rates last time they met, they were pretty torn about it. And so, as you know, they decided to hold the line and not lower interest rates right away. But why are they torn? What is it that's concerning them? And what's the right direction to go in? To get some insight into that, Ian Lee joins us, Associate Professor, Carleton University Sprott School of Business. I should tell you, Ian, that if we did what our listeners wanted to do, you'd be on the show every week. We would be taking advantage of your good nature a lot. They love your insight. So I thank you a lot for doing this for us anytime we ask.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm, as you know, I'm always evidence-based. I devour the data coming out of StatsCan and the Bank of Canada. And, of course, I read the monetary policy reports like a hawk. And I read the their deliberations, as they're called. Fortunately, the bank is now, in very recent times, they actually publish their deliberations. They don't identify each person on the governing council. Just so everybody knows, there's the governor and five deputy governors. So that's like their little cabinet for the Bank of Canada. And they make the decisions. They review the data and the analysis of their thousands of employees that feed the data into them and summarize it and, you know, analyze it and dissect it and so forth. So the this is a recent innovation. The U.S. Fed has been publishing the deliberations of their governing council for years and years. So this is a welcome step forward in transparency by the Bank of Canada, because it gives us an insight into what's going through their heads. And I found this latest release of their deliberations to be very, shall we say, illuminating. It gave a very interesting set of insights into what they're thinking and where they're going and why they're hesitating on cutting.
Are they feeling like, Ian, that they're in an unprecedented area, that the economy has never been quite this diverse, so many mixed signals? It's still pretty hot. Although inflation is coming down, but there are other factors, and then the housing crisis. Have we ever seen it all come together like this?
I cannot remember this in my lifetime, believe me. I mean, back in the late 70s, it was just clear cut. The economy was going south. Inflation was going through the roof, no question about it. And then they finally decided to act in 1979-80, and then they drove the rates through the roof. And there was no question of what happened when they did that. We went into a deep recession. The deepest recession since the Great Depression. So it was nice and clear cut. It may have been ugly, but it was clear cut. There was no ambiguity. People understood what was going on and where everything was going. Right now, we've got all kinds of mixed signals. I mean, the U.S. is just doing gangbusters. And they even state that in these deliberations, that they are repeatedly exceeding expectations in the American economy, contrary to what the forecasters and the pundits are expecting and forecasting. And, of course, that, as they note in their deliberations, affects us because we export. When the U.S. economy is going is stronger, we export more. It's our number one export market for everything. And so that feeds back into the economy. And the other one, Bill, so I think that the two things that's really causing them to pause is, A, the incredible strength of the U.S. economy, and, B, and they did discuss it, the whole shelter crisis, a housing crisis, because it is the driver of inflation that's keeping it up at the 3 range. All the other, they note repeatedly, inflation is coming down and all the other baskets or all of the other components of inflation, but housing and more specifically rental. So for those who are thinking that we're all worried about homeowners, they're really focusing on the rental problem. Because shelter costs are going up plus 7% a year because of the serious, serious shortages. And so
can I ask you something? Is this a dilemma, or am I'm missing something obvious here? But it seems like part of inflation is at least because of shelter costs, and some of it, Canadians seeing huge mortgage mortgage payments as they renew. And we've talked before about it's actually a fairly small number, but the longer this goes on, the more Canadians... Yep. Now feel that pressure. Is that unique in that, you know, you're kind of causing a bit of the inflation, but at the same time, if you lower the interest rates, don't you just make the housing crisis even worse? Because then the demand for housing goes up again without the supply.
And absolutely, you just hit the nail on the head, which is the dilemma that they are facing. They're very cognizant in their comments that if they cut the rates, it's going to exacerbate the housing situation, because it's, I mean, real estate is so, I saw this years ago when I was a mortgage manager and BMO and on Ottawa main, in Ottawa main office. You know, the rates go down, boy, oh boy, it is so, it is joined at the hip to housing, because most of us don't have the cash to pay cash for a house. I mean, the vast majority of Canadians finance their house on a mortgage. It's not like going and buying a laptop for, you know, $499 at Staples or something. You know, you just go and pay cash or put it on your credit card and pay it off the next month. When you're buying a house that's $800,000, $1 million a year, $1 million to buy, you've got to finance it. And that, and so interest rates become absolutely crucial in terms of your affordability, your ability to finance a given amount of house purchase.
So this may be naive, but forgive the interruption, but this may be naive, but I'm wondering if that's part of the reason they didn't move early on interest rates is you've got a natural increase in the housing market anyway in the spring. You don't want to feed that. You don't want to put fuel on that fire. I'd be waiting till the housing market tends to slow down a little bit before I take the risk of adding a little heat to that. So
yes, so
I'm seeing more like it's the fall before they raise interest rates, if that theory holds true.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, you mean if they the fall for cutting interest rates. The
Right, yeah, you cut interest rates when it's coming into the winter and people don't buy houses as much anyway.
Yeah, that, and they didn't mention, the one thing they did not discuss in these deliberations were the multiple announcements that have been made in the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks for housing. And I'm talking both on the rental side and on the purchase side, on the home ownership side. You know, accelerated capital cost allowance, the waiving of the GST for rental buildings, accelerated capital cost allowance for the building of rental properties. Things like this are going to stimulate supply. And so they didn't get into the impact of that plus and minus on the housing market.
But isn't that impact likely to be time delayed? You're not going to really see that. Sure. Not all at There's once, and it'll take a few years to really play out.
There's a very clear lag in that, because you just don't pop up a building the morning after the budget was announced. You're absolutely right. Those things are going to play out over 2, 3, 4, 5 years as we address that shortage. But I agree with you. I think they're overarching concern, and they did state it in the conclusion, was they don't want to move too quickly and let the genie, the inflation genie, back out of the bottle, because they know that they will just get absolutely hammered if inflation started to move back up, because they went too soon, because they cut too soon. So I think June is the absolute earliest, and I would not be shocked if they kicked it down the road until September.
So I'm going to make you the chair of the Bank of Canada. Congratulations on your appointment. We've talked about what we think they're doing. What would you do? When would you lower interest rates?
I, because of my innate, you know, fiscal conservatism, I'm not political. I don't belong to any political party, but I don't hide the fact I'm a fiscal conservative. I believe in prudence, you know, living within your means, you know, that sort of thing. I would postpone to September, just because the American economy is so red hot. And because shelter inflation is running at 6-7%, for those two reasons, and the economy seems to be doing reasonably well in Canada. It hasn't gone into recession as predicted from the interest rate hikes. We've adjusted to those interest rates. So I would postpone it to September, just to see more data, to see that core inflation is still coming down towards the 2% range. I'd err on the side of caution.
I thought you might. Thank you, Professor. Good to talk to you.
Thanks very much, Bill. Thanks.
Associate Professor Ian Lee, Carleton University, Sprott School of Business. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.